Blog Talk Radio.
Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I?
Oh, lead me
to that rock.
Yes, Lord, lead me
to that rock.
Why don't you
lead me to that rock that is higher than I?
To search among the sheep,
my brother,
thou hast been a shelter for me.
Well, you'll find him there, so I am told, for those he loves to keep,
my brother,
thou hast been a shelter for me.
And bless, no matter what the cost,
my brother,
thou hast been a shelter for me.
Oh, yeah, there you go. How much better of a start to a gospel show can you have, right? Lead me to mm-hmm. that rock. You betcha. No problem.
Yep.
You don't need anybody to lead you unless you're a little timid, because the rock is right there and it ain't going no place. You just walk right up and say, here I am. And that's great. Hello, Ann. You made it again today, and I love it.
Yes, Jenny. Hello.
How are you doing? Aside from the fact that you can't use your phone and the radio at the same time.
Well, apart from that, I'm doing good, yeah.
Apart from that,
never
yeah.
Never mind.
It's a great Sunday, apart from that, yeah. Yeah. There's always an exception.
Yeah. I'm a bit too smooth.
Exactly. We would get used to it, and that would not be good, because mm-hmm. right about then something would explode. Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm going to start with a request, and this request was prefaced by saying it's not exactly gospel, but it's a good reminder that mm-hmm. we need to take care of our mamas while we have them.
Oh, yes, definitely.
And that is what was said when the song was sent to me. And John sent me this song. And it's by Red Sovine. And it's called Roses for Mama.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you, John.
Well, I had 2 weeks vacation coming, so I thought I'd drive down to Florida, spend some time with an old friend, date a few girls, make a few parties, and just kind of live it up again. So I packed up my car, and then I called my mom in Tennessee and told her what I'd planned to do. And she said, "Son, are you coming by?" And I said, "Mom, I'm really pushed for time. But honey, I'll see you in a week or two." And I was driving through this little town in Georgia when I remembered today is Mama's birthday. Well, I thought I'd just stop and wire some flowers. Shouldn't take too long, then I'd be on my way. So I walked in the flower shop, and the first thing I saw was this little boy with his eyes full of tears. And I said, "Son, what's wrong?" And he said, "Mama loves roses, and today is her birthday, and I haven't seen her in almost a year." He said, "I live with Grandpa now, but I promised Mama some roses, 'cause I talk to her all the time. I wanted to give her 5, 'cause that's how old I am. But the lady said I couldn't buy them for just a dime." Well, the little feller's story kind of touched my heart, so I told the lady, "Just give him what he wanted and charge it to me." Well, that's when I told her to wire a dozen roses to my mama up in Chapel Hill, Tennessee. Well, I looked around, the little boy was gone. But all of a sudden, the door flew open and he came running back in. And he said, "Mister, I forgot to thank you for the roses." He smiled and shook my hand and ran back out again. Well, I started on out of town, and I was feeling real proud of myself for thinking of my mama and really caring. When I looked out my window, I saw that same little boy kneeling by a grave in an old cemetery. Well, I stopped my car and walked over to where the little boy was kneeling down. And he smiled up at me and he said, "This is where my mama stays. She says she sure does thank you for these pretty roses." Well, that's when I had to walk away. And I drove right back to that flower shop and I said, "Lady, have you sent those flowers to Tennessee?" And she said, "No, not yet." And I said, "Well, just never mind. I'll just take them back with me."
You know, mamas always love flowers, whether it's daisies you pick out of her garden or roses you cut from her bushes or buy in a store or go out along the posts of the pasture and pick bachelor buttons. She doesn't care. Any flowers you want to take for your mama, she's going to love them, and do it as often as you can. While she can smile at you and give you a hug and say thank you because she loves you. And the flowers are just a small symbol of that. But that's what she loves, is the fact that you're telling her you love her. And any mama's heart's going to like that. Take my word for it.
Yeah. Well, they will. It's beautiful.
Oh, exactly. It's something you need to do, people. It's just something you need to do. You've got to do that. You have to.
Right.
You have to. Don't let time go by. And if you have to send them to her, that's better than not doing it at all. But if you can hand them to her, That's even better.
And always so remember them close, three words. I love you.
Yes, I love you always, because that's what those flowers mean. All right, we're going to play Elvis now.
Okay.
Just because I can.
Yes. Why not?
And this is Take My Hand, Precious Lord.
Oh, beautiful song.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on.
Now there's a prayer for you, and that's all you gotta say. That's all you gotta say. It's not a big deal, people. It's not something that's hugely involved. You don't have to put a whole bunch of rhetoric into it. You don't have to have seminary knowledge. You just take my hand. Help me walk. Help me to try to be what I'm supposed to be. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. It's so simple. All you have to do is mean it in your heart. And it's an easy thing to do because He wants us. He wants each and every one of us. And if we can say that, He's got us. And He is smiling and happy because another one of His flock came home. Remember that, guys. It ain't rocket science. It's not supposed to be rocket science. It is the simplest thing on this earth to do. Remember that. Just remember that. And while you're thinking about it, Alabama's going to sing Closer Walk with Thee.
Close to thee.
But you never thought of Alabama in quite that way. But that's kind of cool. It's so nice to hear songs from groups that you never expected to sing those songs. And you have to stop and consider there's more to those people than what we have seen on stage up to that time.
Yeah. So true.
You know, they are people like anybody else. They have things going on in their lives like anybody else. And this is just an aspect of Alabama that we just don't see very much. And I think it's good to remind ourselves that there are a lot of artists out there who have this side to them. And we need to appreciate it. So I'm hoping to find more of this side of other artists to show you, so that it's just so cool. And we already know the Gaithers have this side, but you know what? We're going to go with the Gaither Vocal Group, and they're going to sing about Old Country Church.
Thank you.
Yeah. And that's what you got to love about a country church, because they get into it and they let it ride. And it is so uplifting. It's so fulfilling. And it's so much fun. If you haven't been able to experience that kind of a church service, you got to find one, because you're never going to be the same again. It just changes you inside, because it lets you know about the joy that can be had. It doesn't have to be like the Episcopal church. And I can say this because I went to an Episcopal church for a while. I'm married into it. You go there and you have this prayer book and you follow this formula of, okay, you do this prayer, okay, you kneel down to do this prayer, okay, you stand up and listen to this prayer, and okay, they give the Bible reading, and okay, you sing this song, and then you do this, and it's like everything is all laid out by a formula. And there's no feeling. The most feeling you get is if you get to be in the choir, which thank you God I was, you get to be in the choir and you get to sing the song and you get to feel the song you're singing. That's all I ever got out of those services, because there's no feeling. It's all by written formula, and it doesn't work for your soul. It doesn't work for your soul. There's no feeding. There's no joy. Now, the Christmas pageant is something different again. I remember Dr. Einicke, when he was still with us, he got into the Christmas music. And, oh, come all ye faithful, what's the processional? And, oh, my gosh, there was so much. He built that up. They had this great big, huge pipe organ that filled the whole top of the cathedral. And that is an experience. That is an experience I'll never, ever forget, is Dr. Einicke playing Oh Come All Ye Faithful during the processional at Christmas time. That was something special that I am glad to have in my memory bank for my life. But you have to get this old country church if you can, because there's nothing like it in the world. There's nothing like it. And just thinking and remembering is going to make you smile for the rest of your life. So if you can find a country church, go for it, because you're missing out if you don't. Take my word for it. There's nothing like it. And the people that can worship like that have a special joy inside them to share. You got to experience that if you possibly can, because there's nothing else like it. Okay, enough preaching for this break. I've got a song called Touch the Hem of His Garment. And I neglected to write down who did it, but I think it was Sam Cooke and his backup gospel group. So let's play this one, Touch the Hem of His Garment.
Oh, there was a woman in the Bible days. She had been sick so very long. But she heard my Jesus was passing by, so she joined the gathering throng. And while she was pushing her way through, someone asked her, "What are you trying to do?" She said, "If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole." She cried, "Oh, and oh, oh, and oh." Said, "If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole." Money here and there until she had no more to spare. The doctors, they done all they could,
but their medicine would do no good. When she touched him, the Savior didn't see, but still he turned around and cried, "Somebody touch me." She said, "It was I who just want to touch the hem of your garment. I know I'll be made whole right now." She stood there crying, "Oh, oh, 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 oh,
you remember that story in the Bible? I do. Sunday school was a wonderful thing when you were growing up. You hear all of the stories, and then you remember those for the rest of your life. It was a totally wonderful thing. And I remember that story about that woman that says, "No, no, he doesn't have to touch me. He doesn't have to talk to me. If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be healed." Now, that's real faith. I kind of wish we all had the opportunity to just touch the hem of his garment right now. But, you know, someday, glory will come and we'll get that chance. So, hey, you know, until then, I have something that goes along that way by the Stamps. I'm going to slow it down for just a couple minutes and listen to the Stamps sing "Sweet, Sweet Spirit." You just kind of want to sit and absorb that for a minute, don't you?
Yeah, it was beautiful.
That's something that it carries you away in a different fashion than the upbeat toe tapping.
It does.
I mean, it all carries you away, but this kind of just gently sweeps you on instead of letting you run across the waves.
Yeah.
Kind of
the harmony was fantastic.
Oh, it's the stamps, honey. Do you expect anything less?
No.
No, you can't. Exactly. You can't expect anything less. It's the stamps.
No,
so
not for them.
All right. I've got a couple toe tappers now because that was, you know, you can all breathe again. You caught your breath. It's okay now. So we're going to listen to the Oak Ridge Boys. Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. Yes, yes, yes. I love the Oak Ridge Boys with their gospel. Their regular music is okay. It's great, as a matter of fact. They've got the harmonies and everything going on. But when they take that harmony and put it to gospel, it just...
It's a different kettle of fish, isn't it?
Yes, it just adds so much, and it just wants, you want to get up and dance with it. You want to just wave your hands and stomp your feet, and that's what it does. That's what it's supposed to do. But oh my gosh, oh yeah, that music is just something else, I tell you. And if I'm not mistaken, isn't the Oak Ridge Boys that has the bass player that for a while sang with Elvis way back in the day? I'm not sure, but I think it was that. Anyway, it doesn't matter because he sounds fantastic. But yes, Oak Ridge Boys Gospel, I think, is my favorite. And I have to include the Statlers and the Cathedral Quartet and the Redeemer Quartet. I mean, it's the harmonies. It does something. And they always, they do the slower gospel music, the invitational kind of music, but they also get it up and moving. Yeah. And I think they do more of that. And that's just what I love. I love that get it up and move it music. It just, it's a wonderful thing, and it makes you feel good. And that's what gospel should be. You need to feel good, whether it's from a slower song or this up and moving stuff. You got to feel good. And if you feel like getting up and dancing in the aisles and clapping your hands and singing hallelujah and amen while you're doing it, that's even better. It's doing what it's supposed to. It's moving you. And that's great. Speaking of moving, I have Elvis. No, it's not another Oak Ridge Boys. I have Elvis, and he's going so high.
So high,
so high, you can't get over.
So wide,
so wide, you can't get around.
So low,
so low, you can't get
around.
You must come in at the door.
It is high,
so high, you can't get over.
It is wide,
so wide, you can't get around.
I know it's so low,
so low, you can't get up.
You might as well.
Told you, because if you're listening to that gospel, you can't sit still. And you most likely can't sit in your chair either. And that's how it's supposed to work. That's what that gospel music is for, is to put the joy in your heart so that you got to let it out. And that's what I love. That's what I love. You share it with everybody around you when you feel that good. And you got to. When you hear that music, you got to feel that good. There's no way you can't. All right. And now, you get me rolling, people. If you don't stop me, you're in big trouble. That's all I can tell you. Hey, because you're going to be swinging with me. Okay, I have a request. And John sent me this request. And it is so awesome. This is, I imagine, from seeing his picture in his video, when he did this song, he looks to be approximately between 12 and 14 years old. But, oh man, can this kid sing? And this song John sent me is called If Jesus Comes Tomorrow. And while you're listening to this, think about it. It's very thought-provoking. Think about it. If Jesus Comes Tomorrow, by Owen Benton.
If Jesus comes tomorrow to spend some time with you, would you answer all his questions? Or lie to hide the truth? Would you welcome him with open arms, or even let him in? If Jesus comes tomorrow, what then? Could you leave today? Are you ready to lay down your worldly goods and walk away? Would it take a month of Sundays just to tell him of your what then? If the sky turns black as midnight in the middle of day, and somehow you knew that Jesus would soon be on his way, would you have you reach out and take his hand? If Jesus comes tomorrow, what then? If the sky if Jesus
was beautiful. That music was lovely too.
If Jesus comes tomorrow, walk in. I love that. I love it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, if he sat down and asked you questions, are you going to tell him the truth? Are you going to lie and hide something? Think about that. Think about that. Well, the thing is, why bother to lie? Because he already knows the truth. You know, he's just trying to look at your heart. He knows your heart, but he wants you to look at your heart. He wants you to see. That's all that's about. And maybe just to take a few minutes to talk with you, because he wants to talk with you.
Yeah.
Now, isn't that a wonderful thought? To talk with you just because he wants to talk with you. That's fantastic. There are people in our lives that we meet, that we talk with for a minute, and you have to go every once in a while. You go, oh, really? That person wanted to talk with me? Why me? You know, and that's kind of what this song is telling you, is, he has a reason to want to talk to you. He wants to talk to you because he loves you, and he wants you to see what he sees. Not the mistakes, which he doesn't want you to lie about. He wants you to tell yourself the truth. He already knows the truth. He wants you to tell yourself the truth, but to see you how he sees you, as his lovable, wonderful child. Someone who can be forgiven anything. If they just ask, recognize that it's there, and ask for the forgiveness. That's all you got to do, people. It is just, it floors me of how easy he makes it for us. The hard part is us admitting to ourselves. That's the hard part. Admitting it to ourselves. Because he already knows all of that garbage. And he doesn't hold it against us. And that's the beauty of it. He doesn't hold us against. He doesn't hold it against us. We hold it against ourselves. He doesn't hold us against us. It's wonderful. Think about it. It's beautiful. It's going to make you smile when you think about it. It's wonderful. All right. I have a song to just go with that. The Cathedrals. I was telling you about my quartets, people. The Cathedrals singing the Heavenly Parade. And I believe this is a cappella. You know how I love a cappella.
Is your tea still in, old man?
Yeah. Yeah.
When you pick out an a cappella song to do that, well, that wasn't even supposed to be on the program. I hope I didn't throw the TV crew here a curve. But when you pick out an a cappella song, you pick out something slow. Well, we did something a little different. We picked out one to do kind of fast. Let's gather around here in a bunch and do an old one called The Heavenly Parade.
Our traveling days will soon be over here, and we should cross the rolling tide. For we're out here for just a little while, our home is on the other side. Ambassadors true for Jesus, our Redeemer, and he'll love's crusade. For right against the wrong, but soon we'll join the throne in heaven when the saints parade. For heaven's king, we gladly sing the story. The blessed old story, sing it with that Jesus can redeem your soul from every known sin and make you feel with joy. Bells on your then will roll. A happy new song you will begin to sing to Jesus, he the way hath made. To glory land fair, we'll have a mansion there and join us in the saints' parade. For heaven's own king, we gladly sing the story. One wonderful story, in all the end is ever new in glory. With that glad, happy band, yes, with that in heaven, in the grand parade, we'll probably
was
acapella.
Awesome. Yeah.
Four-part harmony and upbeat. That was moving. If your toes wouldn't happen, they're disconnected. That's great stuff. That's great. I heard that, and oh yeah, we gotta go there. We gotta go there.
Definitely.
And the thing is, they're doing this live in front of a congregation. So you know everybody there is doing their thing, and it's a beautiful sight. It's beautiful. If you get a chance to watch any of the cathedral's videos, take the opportunity because they're great. They're just great. These guys are funny. It's hilarious. I have another one now that's going to make us think, which all of these today, it turned out that they're kind of making us think. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. You can go with the feeling, and that's wonderful. Don't get me wrong. That's wonderful. But you got to think, too. You got to think where you are, where you're going, and how you're going to get there. You got to think. This is a request from John. And it's Daniel Donnell, and he's singing Footsteps, and it's great.
Footsteps walking with me, footsteps I cannot see, but every move I make and every step I take, I know they're there. They walk with me all the way, beside me day by day, through good and bad, through happy and sad, those footsteps won't go away. I'll never walk in life alone, there'll always be someone there. I know he won't let me down, he's with me everywhere. The special things in life I've done have been through him and his love. I've been blessed in so many ways, thanks to the Lord above. Footsteps walking with me, footsteps I cannot see, but every move I make and every step I take, I know they're there with me. They walk with me all the way, beside me day by day, through good and bad, through happy and sad, those footsteps won't go away. I think that my life's been planned by the one who's guiding me. When I'm led by the hand of someone I can't see, I'm not always sure where to go. That's when I follow his lead. I know that the pathway that he shows will help me to succeed. Footsteps walking with me, footsteps I cannot see, but every move I make and every step I take, I know they're there with me. They walk with me all the way, beside me day by day, through good and bad, through happy and sad, those footsteps won't go away. Through good and bad, through happy and sad, by my side they will stay.
Yes, and that is the same idea behind the song that Christy Lane does, Footsteps in the Sand.
Yeah.
You know, is that he's always right there beside you. And if you have a problem, and you look down, there's only your footprints, you're not by yourself because he's carrying you and you're seeing his footprints. Now, that is a thought that can take you through more than one problem in this life, I tell you, because you have to remember that you're never alone. Even when you feel alone, you're not alone. You know? And that's a wonderful thought. Wonderful thought. Okay. We're going to go way back. Mr. Peabody and his Wayback Machine. It was going to take us to, I don't know where that came from, guys. It was just there. Childhood cartoons. Okay. Do y'all remember Hank Williams Sr.?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. The poor old guy who had so much back pain and everything, he developed some other problems, alcohol, to be specific. In fact, that's what killed him. But, you know, hey, Hank Williams Sr. in 1948. Now, hey, guys, that was even before my time. So, you know, my mom was around, but she was a youngster as well. Anyway, we're going to have good old Hank Williams do an old song that I learned in Sunday school. I Saw the Light.
I wondered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered along. Worries and fears I claimed for my own. Then like the blind man, God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Oh, yeah. And if you were anything at all like me, you found yourself just whacking out that harmony part to it because you've been hearing it since you were 7 years old. I mean, you know, but it's great. I mean, that's what's so fun about that stuff is that you can sing your harmony or you can sing the melody or you can just sit there and clap your hands and wish you could sing. I mean, a lot of people don't think they can, and it really doesn't matter. Sing anyway. God doesn't care. So it's fantastic. I have so much fun with those old songs. And I just happened to find him. I really don't even know how. I guess I was supposed to find it. but 1948, and it was still fun. It was a great song, and makes you a little nostalgic for old Hank, don't it? I mean, we have Hank Williams Jr., but it's just not the same.
Right.
It just isn't.
No.
Okay. I have one now by Joey and Rory. They were a married couple, and even after they found out that Joey had cancer, she chose to continue performing the gospel music and making recordings and such. And if I recall correctly, it wasn't too long before she went home that they completed her last CD. And I so admire her dedication and her stamina and her will for wanting to continue to share the gospel music. So I'm going to play Joey and Rory singing Are You Washed in the Blood.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed?
Are you washed
in the blood?
In the blood?
In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed? And be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed?
Are you washed?
Oh, yeah, you got to love it. I mean, and you think of, I don't know when this song was actually recorded, but you have to admire the fact that if it was after she had found out that she was so ill, you have to admire her spunk, her stamina, her energy, because all that came across was the fact that she was having fun sharing the music. And that's what she wanted to have come across. So that is fantastic. It's just, listening to her is so wonderful. I just really, really love it. I really do. Okay, next. Okay, guys. here I go again. Oak Ridge Boys. And it's a different version of a song that I have played probably four times before this. But it's one of my favorites. It really is one of my favorites. The Oak Ridge Boys doing How Great Thou Art.
Mm-hmm.
station to take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
How great thou art.
How great thou art.
If it's not because I say so, you gotta love it anyway. I mean, it's just that kind of a song, and it doesn't matter what artist is singing it; it has the same effect. I love it. I listened to Pentatonix doing it yesterday, so it was kind of a toss-up. Okay, Oak Ridge Boys, Pentatonix, Oak Ridge Boys. So you'll probably hear Pentatonix doing it next week. I love Pentatonix. Another a cappella group, but you know how much I love them. I play them all the time at Christmas. Okay, we're not playing Pentatonix today, though. That's for next week or after. What we're going to do now is something a little bit different. It's the Fountain View Academy. Music Academy. And they're going to do for us Sweet By and By and God So Loved the World.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirit shall sorrow no more, not a sigh for the blessing of rest. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. Yeah.
All right, there you go. That was students, high school age, junior high age, in this huge orchestra. And they did a bang up great job. They really did. And of course, the choral group, chorale, or however you want to pronounce it, it's the same thing. But I was mesmerized by that. A bunch of kids getting together and doing that fantastic job with that music.
Thanks, Lois.
What a blessing for anybody that can hear that. What a blessing for them to be able to do that. And you know they enjoyed it because you can tell in the performance that they had a great time doing that. So, hey, I think it's wonderful. And I'm going to do this now so that I don't maybe run short on time again. I can do 2-3 songs, however many I get to. But I want to say thank you to everybody that joined me today. If you're listening, thank you so much for coming in and joining our church time. And with my preaching, it's nothing formal, but when something pops into my head to say it, I just figure I'm supposed to say it. So it just kind of falls out my mouth, and there it is. If it blesses you, wonderful. If you think I'm a silly old fart, okay, that's good too. But this is my platform, and I get to say it. So there you go. I come from a family of preachers. What can I tell you? I have 3 other preachers in my close family. My a cousin-in-law. Yeah, I guess that's it. Cousin-in-law, a nephew, and a cousin, a first cousin that I grew up with every summer. So, you know, it kind of runs in the blood, I guess. But that's neither here nor there. It's like what is put in your mind to say, there's a reason for it, so say it. If it's not hurtful or harmful, say it. If it's going to hurt somebody, zip your lip and swallow, because that's not... Your words don't have that purpose in a good context. Somebody else is talking to you for hurting people. But if it's something good, or it's something edifying, or it's something loving, say it. Because you may never get another chance.
That's right.
And I never waste an opportunity to tell people that. I found that out the hard way, and I don't want others to find it out the hard way as well. If you chance to say to someone, I love you, you are dear to my heart, whatever it might be, if it's good, tell them, because you might not get another chance.
That's right, Jenny.
Okay, I've got another song that I want to play, because I love this song. I hadn't heard it before. This is the first time I'd ever heard it, so I'm playing it here for the second time I ever heard it. It's called Ride Out Your Storm, Turn to Jesus.
Maybe you're going through a storm in your life, wondering, will I make it through? All you have to do is ride out your storm.
You've been in the storm. Seems like forever. Nights of confusion have been so long. Your ship has lost anchor, and the storm got you drifting. Your night's almost over.
You can ride out your storm. Ride out your storm. God is there with you. You may not feel him. You're not alone. Oh,
Just hold on to Jesus and ride out your storm. Just remember God's promise.
Yes, sir.
I'll never leave.
That's what he said.
Though the waters are raging, they'll do you no harm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't give up the battle, for your answer is coming. Just hold on to Jesus and ride out your storm. Whoa. Your morning is coming. Just hold on to Jesus and ride out your storm. Your morning is coming.
All you have to do,
just hold on to Jesus and ride out your storm.
He's right there with you.
He's right there with you.
You can ride out your storm. He promised to never leave.
You can ride out your storm.
All right, everybody. One last goodbye to all of my friends in the chat rooms. And thank you so much for joining me. To all of my friends and family who are listening or will listen later, thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening. I hope it blessed you, because it was certainly a wonderful thing to do, and it blessed me doing it for you. So, going out, the Oak Ridge Boys, one more time today, folks. This Little Light of Mine.
Thank you, Jenny.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh yeah. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh yeah. Jesus gave me the light, I'm gonna let it shine.
Jesus gave me the light,
I'm gonna let it shine. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh yeah. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.